After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Woo! Whoop it up! Let's whoop it up again.
We're getting naked, wasted in Marea and crashing our golf carts. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
We are here.
I'm everyone. I'm your host, Grant Rutter. You can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And next to me...
Hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen. You can find me at Christy Report.
Hello, I am Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at the Allison Dean. And what's up, Michael Horn and Joseph Boza?
Hello, Jobo.
I see you in chat.
You up in there.
Very nice. And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
Woo!
Yes.
That's us. Yes. That's us. We're here.
The mysterious Blake V.
We've all arrived.
Yes. So we've boiled down.
Arrived in our golf cart.
Yes. We've boiled down the main points of this episode. I feel like I'm kind of at a loss. I feel like this was almost like an extension of last week. So I feel like they kind of almost done like an hour and a half special.
Like
of
a just part a trip. Two.
I agree. Just the trip, you know, because there wasn't anything really super new brought to the table. But we did learn about, I want to jump to this first because I thought it was the kind of the highlight of the episode for me anyway, was learning about Shannon's her marriage, the affair that the husband had, and how she was befriending the woman that was sleeping with her husband at the time.
None of us
knew about this, did we? Was this out there?
This is brand spanking new information. Mm-hmm.
That is some shadiness.
Shady. And you know, we are gathering little bits and pieces every episode that we see about this whole Shannon David affair scenario. And I feel like every episode we get like a little new nugget of information.
Precisely, Allison. Precisely.
And so today's was like, for me personally, was like such a bombshell. I just felt like, okay, we've already dealt with the fact that David has cheated and had this affair. And that's an issue in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But then to find out that the woman he was having an affair with was befriending Shannon, and that I think we were kind of a bit unclear as to whether or not she knew, like where in the timeline she knew about this affair with the woman, but assuming she didn't know and this woman was befriending her, like just how sickening to have that happen to you, and then also to have the husband know that that's going on and let that happen. Just that was a super icky moment for me.
Mm-hmm. A whole lot of icky.
Hear to that. Yes. Like, yes. I must say, I am on your page. I was literally like, no. What? No.
Yeah.
No. Those were the words happening in my brain.
Yes, all of that. That was the same in my brain, too. Yeah.
Well, to me, now I feel like we have an established character of who David slept with. I mean, we've heard about there was another woman. We don't know how many. But now there was a woman that had a personal relationship with Shannon. So now it's almost like a new character into the mix.
Yeah.
So it gives, like, not a face, because we still know what she looks like, but it's a real... Now it's, like, almost more real for me as a viewer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I completely agree. Yeah, and it makes me feel like I want to know what she looks like.
No.
Just because that's it. It's like an invisible party that we're so privy to now, and it's just like, oh, who is this person? Just simply to put that name to a face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want it too.
You
I'm
know?
With you.
People on Twitter want it too.
We all want it. We need to know.
We need to know.
Maybe the Inquisitor will Google a random woman and send it up.
I'm sure they'll have it for us at some point. But if I think really this kind of lends to the idea of, like, when we do find out who that person is, what will we do with that information?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. Because, I mean, I'm sure that person and
keep her away from our husbands and boyfriends. That's
Amen.
That's right. She's a marked individual. Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure everyone is just trying to, like, bury that identity as best they can. I'm sure nobody wants that out. David, you know, her, the adulteress. Right? So, I don't know. You know, we want to know who, but you're exactly right. What exactly would we do with that information if we didn't know?
We learned that Vicky and Shannon have a stronger relationship than I thought. They seem to be pretty close.
They're very good friends.
Yeah. At this point, they've really only
she called
known
her Shan.
Oh. They have pet names for each other? Okay.
That means it's deep.
Shan and Vic.
It's deep.
Well, you can do that. I can't do that with her, though.
No.
She's not like, Allie, girl, tell me what's up.
B. Well, I can call her B.
Same with Grant. B. I either get G or I used to get G-Rant or back in, like, 02, it was G-Unit. Oh. I don't need any
of
those.
Oh, my God. Oh, in honor of the final G time in entertainment news, can we deem you, please, G-Unit?
No.
I like
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
No?
Grant Michael, the Grant Michael collection, whatever that may be.
That sounds
the Grant Michael collection.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a collection of podcasts. I always thought it would be a collection of, like, fine, you know, watches. I think it's just going to be podcasts. It's going to be, which is fine with me.
I think that was a stroke of genius that just happened all privy to. Yes.
Maybe I need to change that Twitter handle.
Get to it.
Grant Michael collection.
It's very posh.
Of what? I don't know. Fine things. Fine things.
That's all you need.
Very expensive things. Anyway, let's get to other things that happened in the show. And let's discuss our cheers and jeers, the highs and lows of this episode. What were some little nuggets that stood out to you in this episode? I'll go first. A little something that I enjoyed was when we had Heather saying, "Oh, I don't drive," and she was carrying her bottle of champagne. I just love that moment. Perhaps she could be a part of the Grant Michael collection. That was a good moment. I liked it. I liked that.
She is the number one contender for the Grant Michael collection. 100%. I'm sorry.
Like,
carry on.
And my jeers go to Lizzie. I kept seeing Lizzie in the corner of the shots. She was under the ocean. I was like, who is that? Who was on this trip? Wait, which one is that one? I kept confusing her. And then I was like, oh, it's the one that was invited that doesn't do anything. It's Lizzie.
Okay.
Lo siento, Lizzie.
There we have it.
I mean, I will give her credit, and at the same time, I will give her credit because she's walking in and out with those sun kitten bags. She's getting as much screen time as she can with the logo. So
she was working it.
I give it to you.
Grant,
what's up?
In chat, Michael Horn has a fantastic idea that you can be deemed G-Money.
G-Money, okay.
That's a good one.
All right.
I feel like
that's
still a good one. Heather like would support it. G-Money as well.
It's definitely a step up from G-Unit.
And there you have it. The Grant Michael collection has spoken.
This little skinny white guy is now G-Unit.
Yeah.
No, I like G-Money and the Grant Michael collection.
Yeah, those are winners.
What were your cheers and jeers, ladies?
Do you have some?
Yeah, we both do, in fact. I'll take this one. Yay!
Yes, getting ready for the cheer.
There we go.
Ours are going to be good. That's what it is.
Yes.
Okay.
So as we saw in the previous episode last week, we had yet another golf cart moment.
We did.
Tonight, which happens to be my cheers. I like these ladies in their golf carts.
I like it.
Tonight was particularly entertaining. They all had, like, various moments. Tamara thought it was, like, bumper cars and tried to run over Vicky's cart. And then Shannon had the champagne, her drink that, like, spilled all over her when Tamara rammed it. And then Heather was just, like, a fancy passenger and couldn't drive. And it was, like, full of shenanigans, and I loved it.
How fast were those women going?
They looked like they were zooming, like speeding.
How
fast
can a golf cart really go, though?
I mean, like maybe 20?
There's a maximum there. For
totally.
Sure.
The way those camera angles looked like they were just cruising along, I thought. And I thought it was especially funny because Heather was a bit troubled by the speed of things, and she was like, wait now. People can die in golf carts. This is serious.
She did proclaim that. She did. I recall this.
I liked it. Yes. And so, The moment that I didn't like so much was with Tamra this week. They all went for their underwater activity, which I'm not quite sure the name of, if there's like an official name for it.
Snooba.
Snooba.
I think it's Snooba.
Okay, I thought that was like a little cutesy thing that Heather created.
No, I think
like,
it is.
A little cutesy nickname, but okay, the Snooba.
I think I'm trying to like in my brain right now figure out it's scuba mixed with something. Maybe in chat they'll tell me. But
please
yes.
help us out.
That
yeah.
would be a quick wiki search, I feel.
I know, I should say that. Yeah. Yeah.
Snooba.
Snooba. I mean, why don't I do this?
It looks so much fun. I would do that. I would do any of these water activities. So for Tamra,
snorkeling and scuba. Snooba.
Oh, yes.
Perfect.
Amen.
There's
that Jobo on that one.
Love it. Snooba. All right. I like it. Yes. So Tamra threw me off, though, because she... We all know her as a very adventurous lady, and she did not go for the snooba. And I was a little,
Yeah.
I was a little, disappointed on that one.
Boo! Tamra's getting some hate on this podcast.
Be one with the snooba, Tamra.
Be one with the snooba. Be one with the snooba. Okay, well, that was actually going to be my... Well, I have two cheers, kind of, so whatever.
Good call on that.
Okay. my cheers is that... The entire episode, someone was holding champagne.
Yes.
And so fabulous.
Whoop, whoop.
Cheers to that.
Yes. Yes.
Even throwing it in the ocean, they had so much.
What
it
was the everywhere. Hell was that? They were throwing... I mean, I... Anyway, so I... Cheers to that.
Literally.
That was very entertaining.
Literally, cheers.
And I guess another jeers outside of the snooba with Tamra was actually also Tamra involved. I was kind of annoyed that she brought up the whole Allison bit with Megan. I just was like, where are you going with this? It's kind of not necessary. You know what I mean? Like, she was... It was... She was deliberately stirring the pot. She was doing the thing that she said she's not doing anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But she was doing it.
Right.
So that's my jeers.
Yes. My jeers goes to wife number two talk as well. We don't need any of that up in here on
no
Real Housewives.
No more.
No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
Well,
no.
Let's use that as a transition to talk about this opportunity where they were talking about this Allison and Heather came up, and the question came up if Shannon was trying to cut down Heather by bringing this up. I don't know. The whole situation was kind of fuzzy for me to remember. What do we think? Oh, Allison, what's coming in?
Elizabeth Glorbell says, Heather plus Shamps equals OTP.
What does that mean, girl?
O-T-P.
Girl, is this a hashtag I'm going to have to start breaking out on my social media?
Elizabeth, what does that mean?
Elizabeth.
We're speaking to you.
Hashtag OTP.
I'd love to know.
When we get crazy?
On the...
On
no,
the,
I don't know. All right.
I'm not hip.
I'm not hip.
We all clearly are not. We
no,
don't know.
Girl, you let us know.
Did you say OTB? So, no, it says equals OTP. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, I thought it was on the boat or something. But never mind. Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Right,
that would have been good, Alexis. Nope.
Good guess.
Yeah.
Over the...
A for effort,
Alexis. Over the... Plan.
Anyway,
and the whole evening.
We'll be pondering this the rest of the episode.
Heather,
one true pairing.
Oh, okay,
that was super
Cheers
original. We
yes.
would not have known that.
Yes.
But that's great.
That.
One true pairing.
Thank
I'm
you.
Round of applause.
Yes. I like that they're participating in our cheers and cheers.
Excellent. And I like that cheers
yeah,
sound
so
that
good.
We have. It's very
yes.
cheery.
Complete.
It's very cheery.
So, speaking of this Heather lady, Heather doesn't seem to find a problem with her relationship with Shannon. She's like, it's grown adult stuff, like, yeah. whatever. And her
yeah.
relationship with Allison, I mean. And the women still continue to have an opinion about it.
Right. And I feel
of
like
course.
Megan brought up a good sort of angle to this when they were in the boat for the snooba adventure. Megan and Tamra were talking, and Tamra was kind of bringing it up as like a thing, an issue, you know, referencing
stirring
this.
Stirring it up.
Emotion.
Stir that pot, yeah. girl. And Megan just said, well, no, you know, this is, it's fine that Heather's friends with wife number two. It's fine. She's friends with me. We don't mix Thanks. The two, and it is fine.
Right.
And I agree, you know, it's kind of, you know, Heather seems to have been friends via Terry, with Jim for some time, and it only makes sense that she would come to know the wives.
Yes. Right.
The many wives of Jim. And it's fine. If all the parties involved are fine with it, it should be fine.
So be it.
Yeah. 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 And it's very telling.
Let it be.
Yes.
Let it be.
And it's super telling, like, if Jim is okay with three ex-wives and children from different marriages happening and all getting in the same family together, if they're cool with it, why can't we be cool with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it yep. works yeah. for them and yes. they have made it work between three women, which is kind of a big major deal, mm-hmm. and we even got a little glimpse tonight of Megan going, you know what? I'm not 100% cool with Allison. But Heather is, and I'm 100% cool with Leanne. And so we've got a little bit more of a tidbit between Megan's relationship with Jim's second ex-wife.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can't be cool with everybody. I mean, yeah. we've all sort of been kind of, surprised that it's all cool between all of them, yeah. and this was maybe a bit of an indication that it's not cool, well, and that's not a surprise,
no.
right?
Well, she even went as far as thinking she was an unhappy person.
Yes, yeah. And that makes me really wonder about maybe second wife Allison's opinion in this whole matter, because Megan seems very cool with it. Heather is very cool with being friends with the both.
Right.
But maybe Allison does have a different opinion. Maybe she is upset with it.
Maybe.
It's hard to tell from the information that we know from this episode. But
time
that would be
heals all wounds.
It does.
Time.
It really does.
Time heals.
That would be interesting to know.
We have a couple comments in chat. So Michael Horn said, yes, I agree with Megan. It's really none of anyone else's business. And Joseph Boza said, I think Vicky... he said Tamara is such a shit stir. Whose business is that? Whose business is it that Leanne and Megan were friends?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well, you know, Jobo, you're an Esther, and that's why we love you. So we're going to talk about this a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
Ladies, can we put ourselves in that sort of a situation where we have had Megan and Jim on the show, we have heard them talk about ex-wife number one and number two, and I think that it can only bode well for everybody to be a great, big, old, happy family all together. But how difficult that probably is, right?
Like the Stewarts and Hamiltons.
That's yes, right. girl.
Like those Stew Hams.
Like those Stew Hams.
Yeah. It's not easy, but it bodes well for everybody, right?
It's much better.
Yeah. And it seems, from what we know, that it is fine, and that they're making it work in their family, and that Megan was friends with wife number one, Leanne. And
but she even said that it took some time for that too,
right? Yeah, and I'm sure that it does with anything.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
But they were able to kind of get past whatever it was, and then become friendly. Mm-hmm. So you know, that sort of to me says that Megan at least is an amicable sort of person that would be willing to sort of meet halfway with any person she's trying to have a relationship with.
Right.
Fun fact.
That's a big deal. So
did you know
what are they saying in the chat, Allison?
Michael Horn, fun fact, Allison Edmonds was supposed to replace Alexis on Housewives of Orange County for season 8, but backed out when her marriage started to fall apart with Jim. So they brought Alexis back.
You know what? I appreciate that little bit of a tidbit. And I had uncovered something kind of supplemental to that this week. And that was that Allison, actually the second wife, was supposed to join this cast in 2011. Mm-hmm. So that would be about the same time. So apparently Jim Edmonds and his repertoire of
You've
ladies
been a part of this situation
have been on the radar for quite some time. Hmm. And but you know what? I don't have a problem with it. I mean,
yeah, whatever.
We saw kind of the culmination of Leanne and her relationship with Haley and how that all went down. And now we see maybe there's some drama between Megan and the second wife, and that can only lead to more good stuff.
I wonder
more juicy business that we want to hear about.
I want to know if this Allison still resides in Orange County.
It sounds like she does. It definitely sounds like she does. She's got the younger kid.
Then let's connect the dots and bring her on the show.
Get all our questions answered. Allison was gung-ho to join the show in 2011. Allison. And she just apparently decided that she wasn't comfortable with giving up that much
privacy and sort of plan her life out in the public realm.
Yeah. I think they should put her on the show. I think they should put her on the show. Agreed. I think she could use the, you know, she could probably use the money.
Wait, on our show or on
Housewives?
Both shows.
There you go. I like the way you think.
She can come join us anytime also,
but you know, I mean, like, you know, she, no, she's, I'm sure she has plenty of money from the divorce, but she could still use the money, the exposure, and I'm sure that Megan would be game to have her on the show.
Yeah.
I don't think Megan would have a problem. Megan is a pretty confident chick. You know, she's the new wife, and she this is, you know, her show.
That
she's
would be such an interesting plot twist.
Such an interesting dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Like, ooh la la.
Yeah. And just a little tidbitty, too. Allison is only 35 years old. We all know that Jim is a little bit older and apparently has a taste for these younger ladies. So, Allison herself is only a few years older than Megan. So,
this is all so interesting.
Yeah.
This is very cat-tay. Well, all this news this week.
I would like to see Vicky and Allison have a few scenes together, because Vicky's still standing by the fact that this is disrespectful to the mothers of all children.
Yeah.
She's in the second week in a row. She's like, that's still disrespectful. It's still disrespectful. So, she won't let it go. Imagine the conversation they could have. What did you think of Vicky's behavior this week?
You know, I thought it was a little... at least what they showed of her moments is that it just was all a little much. It was a little much. It was a little aggressive, I thought. Mm. I mean, look, some of the stuff that came out of her mouth was, you know, you could get behind it. But at the same time, it's almost like she was beating a dead horse on some of it. So, you know.
Yeah, I feel like she was really only that way towards Megan.
Yeah.
And the parenting issue.
Yes.
I feel like everything else that we've seen in the episode is very true to Vicky.
That's true.
Just kind of her behavior and, you know, what else we've seen.
I should have said with Megan.
Yeah. But yeah, particularly with Megan. Yeah, especially, you know, Megan kind of brought up a good point of Vicky initially saying, oh, well, you're not their mom, so back out of that role. And then kind of on the flip side of things at the end of the episode saying, no, no, get on in there. Even more. Fix this situation.
That was very, very, like, hello.
Yeah. Right.
You can't have everything.
Yeah, no, completely. And, like, I feel that Vicky's concerns were valid. I mean,
sure.
From what we learned about this daughter, this 17-year-old, it sounds like it's not promising. But... but
of course, sorry to interrupt, but of course Vicky's like, does she work? Like, she is obsessed with people working.
Well, I work.
Just not about everybody.
I worked about since the girl I was 14. Power. So I agree.
Put them up.
Yeah. No, and I just love it. That's Vicky's, like, her fallback. She always comes back to that. Does he work? Does he work? Totally. Why does he do? Does he work?
Which is very funny. But also kind of true. I mean, I don't know. In this particular scenario, I kind of felt like Vicky's concerns, because they were just concerns, were valid. But her delivery
was
in,
a little oof.
Yeah. In kind of like just drilling Megan and being like, you're doing this wrong.
I have to say, when Megan responded in the first, like, dinner scene that they had when Vicky was prodding her, I thought she handled it very well.
Yeah.
In the sense of, she was like, I understand what you're saying. I was like, oh, Megan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way to go.
Very calm.
She could have easily, blown the whistle or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the best.
She's taking this, all the criticism, very well. I mean, she had her little momentary outburst, emotional, you know, kind of emotional outburst last week, which, you know, with all respect, was fairly brief. We all kind of had our opinions about what she was saying anyways, but she had a moment, but then pulled it together and she's back in business. So, you know, she's, for the most part, been handled. I mean, it's a lot of ladies. It's a lot of criticism.
It's a lot of ladies who haven't sort of been in this position before.
Yeah.
They have all dealt with the stepmother, but they have not been the stepmother.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So their advice and their criticisms are really kind of...
they can't quite see things from her perspective.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. And I can really appreciate where Megan would want to find a common ground with these ladies and want to find something to relate to them on. This isn't that.
Yeah.
Because you're the stepmother, and a lot of these women's children have stepmothers, but they're not the stepmother.
Yeah. Very true.
So,
how about our final dinner?
I actually was hoping to jump back real quick the shit stir comment or the pot stir. Sorry. And if Tamara was given that title early on in this episode, and
Tamara was given that title early on in her Real Housewives career.
Yes. Yes. But you know, so it came back the rivalry between her and Shannon. We saw shades of that again, where there's that lack of trust, and then Shannon basically she got in that argument with all the women, mainly with her and Megan. And I understood what she was saying. Shannon was saying, "Look, we're all pot stirrers here, every single one of us." And then, of course, Megan turned it right around on her and said, like, you tonight.
Oh.
And then she said, you know, we saw a shit storm. Go ahead, leave. Yeah. And so, of course, what did we see? Yeah. She left
what
again.
Did I say after that? I was like, she is made for a soap opera.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, even her delivery, I was like, it was like, as though they cut it out of Days of Our Lives, you know?
You know,
they plucked it right out of there.
I feel like we had the same comment last season. I feel like we said that about Shannon, the way that she was having interactions with her husband. She has very these dramatic shades to her with how she comes across with things and the staring and the hand movements. I think you have a really good point there.
Yes, the melodramas.
Well, really, truly, it was wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so full of information tonight.
it's enlightening.
One syllable things coming out of my mouth tonight. It's fantastic.
That's all that we expect from you. Only the best.
So
we
not
just,
good.
Yes. We just only
wise
the best
words.
From you, girl.
Wise words.
Glad I can deliver.
That was a rough interaction, for sure.
So, I mean, you know, can we really say that Tamara's the only pot stirrer here?
Oh,
why don't these other women own it? They all, Vicky's one of the biggest ones.
Oh. Right. That is completely
Vicky's
true.
Vicky's the queen pot stirrer.
Yes.
She truly is.
She is.
And even I tweeted today, and I had an interview with Heather and Terry from a couple weeks before the season started.
Ooh.
And Heather retweeted my tweet today. I said, do you guys think that this season is as real as Heather sort of promised? In my interview, she was like, there's no self-producing. You're going to see a real season of the Orange County Ladies. And she retweeted it herself. So I think that they all think that they're giving us real Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
And we can only appreciate that, right?
For sure, yeah.
Especially after last week.
So Elizabeth Glorbell,
what are they saying?
She said, Megan was so quick on her feet, and I love her.
Oh.
She is very quick. I gotta say that girl.
She is.
Yep. Yep.
I've been curious to see kind of what the viewers think of the newbie. Megan, the newbie.
Right.
Yes.
Well,
it's good. We're getting all the comments.
Yeah.
Well, Tamara and Megan share a lot of the same qualities. And one thing that Tamara did was put everything out on the table. She's like, we're going to try something new with this group.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really work.
Yeah.
But I mean, that would be my approach. I'd be like, all right, we're all here. We're all like trapped on this island together. Let's cut through the you-know-what and like put everything out there.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be the most diplomatic thing to do. And of course, these women cannot handle it.
Nope, they can't.
Honesty,
can't handle the truth.
No. Honesty is not the best policy in reality television.
Yeah, because it turns into just that. Estering and like getting everyone's emotions in a tizzy over things that were not even like meant a certain way or what have you.
Joseph Boza just said, let's be honest, Tamara has been that for the 7 seasons that she's been on the show.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She has a purpose.
Very true. Very
she
true.
Has.
Although in the exchange between Shannon and Megan, kind of the moment where Shannon storms out, that was like a very Shannon response to the storming out, because like we saw that in Napa when they went to do their whole Heather hosted wine extravaganza.
And last season, she did it as well.
Yeah.
At the beach house.
Totally. So that's like really her MO is to get fired up, get upset, say her piece, and then storm away. And
peace.
I do. Yeah, for real. And I would like to see a little more like resolution.
Just
fix it. Just don't be ridiculous and don't storm away and don't let it elevate you to that level of storming out. Take it for what it is and squash it.
I think it would be so much better if she just stood there like as I think it would have been so much better if she like literally just like looked Megan in the face and been like
a stare contest.
Oh honey, you don't want to do this shit. And like that's it. And then just like that's it.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to do anything else.
Yeah.
It's like
yes.
Shannon doesn't need you, but instead she reacts so fiery. Like, don't let it affect you that much.
Yeah. Right. And she could have something over on these ladies. She could say to Shannon, or she could just go, I'm shutting it down now. Like, you caused the drama, and I'm done now.
Yeah, and
now,
I think
she doesn't do that.
Megan would have totally respected that, too, I think. Yeah, if she was
for
like,
sure. Yeah.
I am doing this shit.
Yeah, because the storming out is like fuel to this fire to say, like, oh, see, she doesn't want to handle it. She just storms away. Ooh. Which when that happens, it's sort of like... Yeah,
that's what we've seen from her.
I gotta say, chat is on fire tonight.
On fire. What are the chatty?
It's incredible what's happening right now.
What do we have?
What are they saying? So, Vicky was on Watch What Happens Live. We saw that in in our. Mm-hmm. It was segueing into that, but we had to.
We had to come here.
We're here for y'all. Yes.
But apparently, so two things went down tonight. One, Andy asked Vicky how her mother was doing. Accidentally, and then she looked at him and he realized what he did. He was like, what I meant to say was, how is your family doing after like the aftermath kind of a thing?
Oh,
and I was like, that's
oh my god, oof-ta. Really? First of all, he's basically told what to ask. He's got cards in front of him. That show is pre-written for him,
and
that
he doesn't ridiculous. F up very often. Like, that's kind of serious. Serious.
No, but that is really stupid.
Why? I know. I was But it gets better.
That's really ridiculous.
Okay. And there's more, folks.
Well, I don't know if it gets better, but also, Vicky said tonight that she thinks casting Megan was a mistake.
Hmm. Oh.
Oh, dear. So, and then Elizabeth responded, Vicky just hates Megan. Elizabeth in chat. Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Yep.
Could be. Because we still have the whole rest of the season.
She hates everybody who's new.
And then Joseph said it's probably because Megan is 30 and hotter. And plus, sources are telling Radar Online that the reason Megan moved to the OC was specifically...
for the show. Yes, I read that today as well.
There you have it.
I mean, it would make sense if they had their sort of relationship going in St. Louis and, you know, this opportunity calls. Why not make a move to Orange County, you know?
Well, as we speculate, let's look forward and predict what's coming up in Orange County.
All right, can we cover it all?
You're after Buzz TV.
I have more to say.
Tell us.
Okay. Oh, no, I mean, not about what's pertaining to right now. I'm just saying in general.
Okay.
But
she'll leave a paragraph under our YouTube comments.
I have been waiting for this whole Brooks cancer situation to arrive.
Finally.
Oh, yes.
And it looks like next week it will be...
Let's freaking focus.
Yes, it's coming up.
Yes, and I'm ready. And we see this massive blow up between Vicky and Brooks and Shannon and David. So Shannon has done something.
And Vicky and Shannon.
Yes, exactly. Precisely. Yeah. Shannon looks like she's really done some sort of prodding or something to offend Vicky. And it looks bad. I'm excited.
I like it. Me too.
I second everything she said. Exactly. No, it's true. We were talking about that in chat also, how we're excited to see, because they really were teasing this in all the previews before the season started, this whole thing. So, although I don't think the little tidbit that we got tonight was the fact that it was a psychic that said, and so I feel like they were hiding that from us. We didn't know, right? We didn't get that little, did we get that? Where it was a psychic
prior to this episode? That's the first I've ever heard.
We were always curious where that speculation was coming from. Now it's from a psychic, okay.
And the last person of that sort of
nature
but didn't seem to be winning everyone over. So let's see how this person
It's a very curious fact and kind of the way they got it is a little interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If they're basing everything off of what the psychic said, I feel like that's not very valid.
Yeah, it's very odd and kind of strays from what we've seen before, but it kind of goes along with the theme of the season. And so I kind of think too that maybe for the first time we're going to see Shannon and Vicky go at it a little bit. But at the same time, I think that Shannon is the kind of personality who will just go along with whatever the stronger person says, and that's Vicky. So I think we're going to see a whole lot of Shannon jumping on the Vicky bandwagon.
Yeah, I know it's such a juxtaposition from tonight's episode where they had their little bonding moment on the beach, and I won't betray you. I won't betray you either. And
but then that's just so gross, right? Because you're like, okay, we'll be watching when you all betray each other.
Yeah.
Well put, Christy.
It'll be interesting to see how the men react to this, because you had David, who has the same expression on his face no matter what's going on. and Brooks, who just loves being on the show. So it'll be interesting to see what really goes down next week at that dinner.
Yes.
All right, ladies.
I can't wait.
Where can we keep the conversation going on social media?
Yes. Everybody, please check me out at Christy Reports. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. And you can check out ChristyReports.com. There's some new exclusives there for all of you reality TV fans.
Check it out.
Check it out. And I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
There you have it. Yes, you can. You can find her there.
You can find me there.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
She is there. She is there.
And you can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And if you're a Big Brother fan, I stopped over there last week to talk about a couple episodes previously. And it was a really good chat. So if you're a fan of that, check it out. I had a really good time with them. They were good panels. So, yeah. All right. That'll do it for us, for the Real Housewives of Orange County.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.